Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
And welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 586 of the show. We appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contribute, you can do so via the email address mailbag@theBallerLifestyle.com. You can also leave us a voicemail. Love to hear from you there. 949-464-TBLS-8257 is the number to call. Love to hear from you. Additionally, we would love it if you subscribed. You know, we do extra every week just for the subscribers, the ribald, the more crass content tends to go up there. Like, what well-known Hollywood character actor got drummed out of the business for refusing to kiss? Kissing is very intimate, so I could see that. What, the Senate, there's some senators that want to outlaw congressional stock betting, and there's a lot of Congress and Congress people and senators up in arms over that. We'll discuss it. Well, I got political on this week's The Bachelor Lifestyle with our dear friend Jason Stewart. You should check out that show. I do another show just about The Bachelor, which is dog shit this season. They've announced that it's changing into a real world road rules challenge style competition show, and yet that hasn't happened. They keep saying, oh, we're going to be competing for $500,000. They never start doing it. Anyway, you can check that out. The Bachelor Lifestyle is the name of that one. I am joined here. This is the Baller Lifestyle. I am joined here, as always, by my good buddy, wearing a Beastie Boys shirt, the great Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm in constant pain right now.
Oh, no.
Bike related.
Is it your prostate? You got to get that special seat, buddy. I know you don't wear the padded pants. You just wear your basketball shorts out there, but you got to wear under the padded pants. You got to do the thing that protects your urethra, dude. You're crushing your urethra out there on the Cannondale. It's true.
So, yeah. I'm a conscientious rider. I was going around a blind turn.
Oh, no.
I slow it down to like 3-4 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to plow into like some 85-year-old lady. I don't know.
You got one of those little computers on your bike, or you use the phone? Phone that's phone. Like, yeah, gives you like the mileage and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I ride the brakes into like a blind turn. I'm not going to like plow into people.
Yeah.
Even though as a society, we should stay to the right always. And then everybody's fine.
Always stay to the right. But people don't stay to the right.
But we're in a broken society now.
We are. This isn't fucking Europe. We stay to the right here.
So we stay to the right.
Yep.
I'm going slow around the curve. A guy on, not like a Lime scooter, on one of those like high-powered scooters is going, I don't know, 25, 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He's to his left and fucking smashes into me.
No!
Like, fell over, everything. And the point of impact must have been my big toe.
Oh.
I've never broken a bone in my life.
Really?
I played football. I never broke a bone in my life. Never.
Uh-huh. Your big toe's broken.
And this toe is like purple and black. And like, nasty. As Jerry Seinfeld would say, this is the captain of the toes.
Yeah, it's the main one. The takes big all toe. You need that to
you
walk.
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
And it's just throbbing right now.
Yeah, you're going to be fucked for a while.
When you're a man, there should only be one thing that's throbbing on you, and it's not the fucking big toe. I'm just like, I'm in pain.
Big healthy right cock should be throbbing. I'll just.
But like, I can't do anything. And people are like, you going to go to the doctor? I'm like, well, I can look down and diagnose it. But like, they don't put a little mini cast on it.
No.
What am I going on crutches? No. But like, I'm just going to be limping for like weeks.
Yeah. But broken toes are usually dislocated toes because the bones are so small. You know, it's hard to break those little short bones. But same difference. You know, it's the same. Your toe is fucked up for a while till it heals. I'll just tell you that about 2 months ago, I was walking down the stairs at my old place and I was like full on just like comic idiot. No one was home except me. I'm walking downstairs. I turn on the landing and I bang my knee off of the railing and I buckled. I fell and I'm like on the landing and my big toe, I was barefoot, my big toe caught in the carpet and bent completely under the rest of my foot while I fell to the ground. And I was in so much pain and I was writhing in pain that I just started laughing at myself because I'm like, what a pussy. How does this hurt so bad? But I will say that was like 2 months ago and the joint of my big toe is still fucked up from that. So you got a long recovery.
Yeah.
You got to ice that bitch. You've been icing that bitch?
Yeah, but it's really hard to ice your foot unless you strap it because my toes are pointing upward. Yeah. So I can't like elevate and put a bag of ice and then I'll whatever.
Get you nobody a bucket.
More,
get you an ice bucket. Do the ice bucket challenge with your foot.
For my foot, yeah. But yeah, it hurts right now. Like thinking about it, it hurts.
Yeah. That is so fucked up. I'm sorry to hear that.
How was your weekend?
Oh, I spent the weekend in San Francisco. You know how there's a lot of white men that are scared of cities? They're like, you can't go to cities. Cities are going to get you.
I saw some politician talking about New York City. They're like, I've never been more afraid for my life. Like, if you're in Manhattan.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you scared of? It's like Disneyland. I know. Like, there's nothing.
I was in San Francisco.
I can't even comprehend where you'd be afraid.
Yeah, I was in the Mission in San Francisco, which is like I think considered like sort of like a little bit more rough and tumble area.
I've been there.
It was so nice, dude. It's such a fucking beautiful, just amazing city. Now I did yesterday while I was walking to the train to come home.
It's an unlivable city because it's so expensive.
It is. That is the reason. That is the thing. Because I'm like,
it's not unlivable because of crime.
Yeah. I was staying at Airbnb. I was in like some lady's back house and I was like, man, I would fucking love to live in this house. And I was like, this house is $3 million. Like, what am I doing? Like, I could never live in this house.
It's crazy expensive.
Yeah, it is. It is such a beautiful city. I did see somebody yesterday injecting heroin and I did see another guy punching himself in the face, but that's just
local color.
That's just what happens. Color. Yes. You congregate a bunch of people around each other. You're going to see that. And people are like, oh, San Francisco's gotten so bad. I'm like, it's the same. It's the same as it ever was.
There's two words that can combat every argument. Yeah. Per capita.
Per capita. That's right. People have a hard time with that.
Just like people don't understand per capita.
There's more people.
A lot of people there. There's a lot of people there. There's going to be a lot of stuff that happens.
You see more shit where there are more people. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and I went and saw, and you'll love this. I went and saw Dead and Company.
My favorite.
I know. I saw Dead and Company.
You just saw one song. Just one song that just never ends.
I was there, and they were playing the song Broke Down Palace. And it was fucking amazing. It was so good. It's John Mayer, right? Because John Mayer does the Jerry Garcia portion of the show, right?
So, I was thinking it's the movie where they get caught with drugs in Thailand, Broke Down Palace.
That's probably where they got the name. So they're doing Broke Down Palace and I'm sitting there, I'm grooving to it. And I was like, so into it. And I kind of looked around at the people around me and I was like, and they were still playing. I go, guys, remember like 25 minutes when they started playing Broke Down Palace and everyone's like, yeah. And I go, they're still playing it. It's playing right now. They're still playing Broke Down Palace up there.
I like that they're living up to exactly my expectations of a Dead and
Totally. Battle. Yes. It was amazing. Sturgill Simpson was there. Billy Strings. It was fucking so great. But, Ed, I believe this quote is attributed to the great Mark Twain, but I'm not sure. It's like everything that gets attributed to Abraham Lincoln. It's like, maybe not.
Twain had some good ones.
He's
the guy.
Yeah, that's why I compare Bill Burr to Mark Twain. Bill Burr is like our Mark Twain. You know, he's like an everyman that just
a truth teller.
Truth. He's just like, this is actually what's happening. But I think Mark Twain is credited for saying the coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco, and I was so fucking cold in Golden Gate Park. The fog rolled in. I had 2 sweatshirts on, and I was shivering with 2 hoodies on. And then, yeah, in August, it's summer. And then I got it. I got in an Uber. Oh, I also rode in a Waymo. You know what? You don't have Waymos in New York City, do you?
These are self drivers, right?
Yes. It's a fucking.
I've never been.
I rode in one, and I got in it. And 2 seconds into the ride, it's just like a regular Uber. You're like, oh, there's just no one talking to me. There's no one asking me where I'm from or anything. And it's like somebody was parallel parking, right? So it stops and the car goes to parallel park and it doesn't wait till it fully parallel parks. It just does what you would do when it was driving. As it starts backing into parallel park, it just goes around.
Wild.
It's so weird. It's so fucked up. So people would give me dirty looks when I was in the Waymo. I didn't care. It was fucking awesome. I froze my dick off. It was great.
I still maintain that I'm not afraid of San Francisco.
Yeah, same.
But the last time I was there, maybe about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
I got a gypsy cab.
Really?
I'm fairly confident this guy had dipped the floor mats in ether because we were going like 75 over the hill.
Yes.
It was crazy.
Yes.
He was out of his fucking gourd and like, once I survived the trip, I was like, that was pretty awesome. But it was terrible.
Oh, yeah, it's terrifying. That reminds me, Ed. So I book an Uber to try to get out of the show. And you got to – they make you, like, hoof it. I did on Saturday, I did, like, 18,000 steps. I walked so much. I had to hoof it up a hill to get to the Uber. I jumped the gun. I ran out ahead of everybody. I'm like, I'm going to beat everybody this Uber. I call an Uber, okay? It's a female driver, Brittany. Brittany, if you're listening right now, Brittini, Brittany from San Francisco in your Mitsubishi Outlander. One of those cars. You shouldn't be allowed to Uber in a car that no one can recognize, first of all. But I recognized it. I saw her. I go, oh, there's Brittany. I checked the license plate. And she goes to drive past me, Ed. And I go, Brittany! She fucking cancels the ride and just keeps on driving.
Oh, man, I hate that.
She got one look at me. I got discriminated against for being a sexy middle-aged dad. She didn't want any sexy middle-aged mustachioed dads in her backseat.
Too much dad for her.
Yeah.
She couldn't handle
She fucking took one look at me.
She couldn't handle your musk.
Yes.
It was probably she could sense your musk.
She saw the 2 sweatshirts. She's got that. She's like, that guy's got too many sweatshirts on. He's not getting in this car. And she fucking disappeared into the ether, into the San Francisco fog. So, Brittany, I got a problem with you. Okay, Ed, let's talk
about... For shame.
For shame on Brittany. Let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Speaking of not dead, let's wish a happy birthday to my buddy Brad in New York. It was his birthday a couple days ago. Guy's a great guy.
He's a
genius song maker on the show. Happy birthday, Brad. You're a good dude. Ed, who died?
If you are a paying subscriber to the show, you heard this get broken during the show last year.
That's right. Last week.
Rhino.
Yeah.
Ryan Sandberg died during last week's show, 65 years old.
Yeah.
Cancer? He was on the fade for a couple years.
Oh, was he? I didn't know that.
Like, I think it was cancer. Like, people were talking about him like he didn't look good, you know.
He was like that second baseman that could hit. This is how stupid baseball. They used to let, see, everyone's like, analytics. Here's what analytics means. They don't let ex players run teams anymore because they used to let ex players run teams.
Go with their gut.
Yeah, and
go
they go. They go. Oh, you don't need a second baseman that can hit. You got to be good at fielding. Get a guy. No, who cares if he can hit? The left fielder can hit.
Do flips.
Yeah, if he can do flips, he can play second base. We need a second baseman that can field. Who gives a shit if he can hit? Now we know everybody needs to be able to hit. That's all we care about is if they can hit. And Ryan Sandberg, he was that second baseman that could hit. And they used to say stupid shit like this. Well, that's just bonus. That's just bonus. You got a second baseman that can hit? That's bonus. Yeah. You got a catcher that can hit? Bonus. Ryan Sandberg, second baseman, he had 40 home runs. Cal Ripken, another.
Cal Ripken was the only big dude to play shortstop. And then they're like, hey, actually, everybody could play shortstop. Yeah. It doesn't have to be tiny. Dude.
Now every shortstop's Corey Seager, who's 6'4". You know, it's like, oh, no, only tiny guys play shortstop. Get the fuck out of here. Every fucking guy on the field is huge now. Duh. And they can all hit. Ryan Sandberg, that guy can hit. He played second baseman. Or second base, he hit 40 home runs. He was a bad motherfucker. I was a Dodger fan, so it kind of pissed me off a lot of times. But also that name, Ryan. Are we?
Yeah.
Can we determine whether or not he's Mormon? Because he has a weird name and a lot of kids.
Seems like it's a mistake.
Yeah, it does.
Like someone at the hospital just like didn't know how to spell. You're like, his name is Ryan Sandberg.
Like Anthony Hardaway.
Yeah.
Or
one of those.
Dwayne Wade.
One of those.
You know, it's just a spell. Antoine Jameson. That one, also.
Antwine.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Paul Mario, original Iron Maiden singer, 69 years old.
This was news to me because the other Paul Di'Anno was the other original Iron Maiden singer. I didn't know there was, because everybody knows Bruce Dickinson with his operatic voice. Run to the hills. Run for your life. Like, he sings like that. I basically did it exactly. But there was a dude before him called Paul Di'Anno that died a couple years ago. I didn't know there was a dude before Paul Di'Anno, Paul Mario.
Yeah. You know what's next? It's going to be Paul Luigi. Yeah. We're just Di'Anno, Mario. We're getting there.
A lot of Italian British guys.
Yeah. Apparently it was a trio of singers.
Paul Harpo. Zeppo.
R.I.P. Aeon Abutbol.
Yeah.
Dark Knight actor, 60 years old, collapsed on a beach. You would know him. I think it's Dark Knight Rises. It's the one with Bane. He's the guy. Remember when they like crash the plane and break it in half
beginning.
And take. And very beginning, they take the guy out. It's that dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. 60 years old. Yeah. He's kind of like, he looks kind of like Middle Eastern or Colombian. Yeah. Like they do that. He's ethnic. You know, they're like, oh, we don't know what he is, but he's a high value someone from somewhere else kind of guy. Yeah.
So that's an amazing scene. Definitely, if you saw that movie, you know him. He had like a decent part in that movie. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, maybe this is his comeuppance for giving the codes to Bane.
Yeah.
And letting him blow up Heinz Field.
Yeah, that was fucked up too. Yeah, right? Bane was, and now Bane, he got great power. He was like snorting steroids all the time through that. That's what made him so, he's fucking badass, real strong. There's another thing, Ed. I sleep with a fucking Bane mask every night because I got the CPAP. And.
Do you wake up and go like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I do. I love the voice. I sound like this. And I don't get steroid power from it. But Ed, I fucking packed my CPAP and I flew to fucking San Francisco. And on the flight, I was like, I don't remember unplugging the power cord to my CPAP. And I'm like, I definitely do not. And I've forgotten it before. I did not have the power cord in my CPAP. So I got there. This was a fuck. Any CPAP havers in the audience?
You have to have it.
You have to have it. Not, it's a fucking curse. I need it to live. So I didn't. And I walked to a Best Buy and I bought one. I bought like a power cord, like a universal power cord with like different tips and shit. And I'm like, I got it. I'm cool. Brought it home. Didn't check it or anything. Brought it back to the Airbnb. I went to go to bed, Ed, and that shit was not the right one. It didn't plug in, and I just fucking fucking choked to death all night long. And luckily, I saw that it didn't fit, and I ordered one. I Amazoned one. Look, I don't like Amazon, right? I don't like supporting supervillains like Bane,
yeah,
or Jeff Bezos and his wife Stitch.
They're essentially the same person.
Same guy. But I fucking need, and the only way I could get it, I already went to Best Buy. You know? What else am I supposed to do? And boy, Best Buy. I go, Ed, I go, I'm in Best Buy. I'm buying the adapter. And the girl checking me out, she's like, are you in the Best Buy family?
That must be a dying like the club. Family tree.
And I just looked at her and I go, is anybody? And she goes, no. But I didn't have it. But I Amazoned it. Because I was up there two nights. I Amazoned it for the second night. So thank God I was able to sleep like 9 hours the second night, make up my sleep.
That was a rough
I needed
night.
That. I need a Bane mask to live, or else bad news.
Yeah. And I'm thankful. I don't know why I didn't put it on the list, yeah, but I'm thankful you added her.
Oh, yeah.
RIP Lonnie Anderson.
Lonnie Anderson.
Giant breast haver, 79 years old.
So if you're not a child of the 80s,
now,
you won't understand.
I've been on record.
Yeah.
I was more Bailey Quarters. Oh,
yeah,
but
she's hotter. Yeah. Bailey Quarters is hotter.
But Lonnie Anderson was a certain brand that everybody knew.
There, in the 80s, if you had large breasts, you were just famous just for having large breasts. Lonnie Anderson, Ann Jillian, Dolly Parton. Like, there was just, you. If you had large breasts, you were just known for having those large-ass breasts. And it was just like, that was it.
And I get, yes, Dolly was known for it, but, like, Dolly had, like,
oh, she's talented. Yeah.
Talented career. And Jillian and Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah.
They pretty much were for that, like, that crazy bleached hair color and big breasts.
Crazy. It was, yeah.
But, like, never, like, memorable as actors.
No. No, like what's like Ann Jillian was on It's a Living. Oh, and she was in Mr. Yeah. Mom, which we reviewed recently here. Great movie.
When she wasn't the bleach blonde in that movie.
She had dark hair. That's
right. But you know what she had?
Big set of
those big cans.
Yeah. She
had them out
she
for
was
Jack.
Thursday. She wanted to fuck that married man. He was married to Terry Garr and she was she was divorced. She was down to fuck. Lonnie Anderson, RIP. She had very big breasts. She was on WKRP. Great show. Based in Cincinnati. Let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man,
it's just my cool rings, you see.
They're as sparkly as can be.
I might own Troy on DVD.
And I will. I'll also shout out to the great East LA Chicano American band Los Lobos. Ed, I went last night and saw one of my favorite bands is the seminal LA punk band X. And X plays every year at the Orange County Fair. They're a huge draw and just they're just local legends. But last night they played with Los Lobos, and Los Lobos opened. And they kind of co-headlined, and these guys are in their fucking 70s, and they fucking blew me away. Just, I love this band. I love those guys. I appreciated them so much. I was so happy to be in the crowd. Shout out to Los Lobos. Listen to them on your Spotify. Support that band.
I told them. Yeah, and also, when it comes Christmas time, just a few years ago, they released a Christmas album, and there's an awesome Los Lobos song, Christmas and You, by Los Lobos. Yes. So
put that on your Christmas mix. Yeah.
We hear the same Christmas songs over and over again. Los Lobos came up with a really nice one.
Yeah.
That's not White Christmas and you know, like the Jingle Bells.
Yeah, let's make it more popular than the Mariah Carey one. She makes $10 million a year off that song. Throw some money at Los Lobos. Great guys.
Forecast is calling for dildos at NBA WNBA games.
I saw this.
Man was arrested for throwing one on the court.
What? That's arrestable?
One. Yeah, I know. Come on. Yeah. Come on. We're all having fun. I haven't looked it up.
Oh, you haven't? It's green. No.
I've seen that.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Was arrested for throwing one on the court during a Valkyries dream game. And I want both of us to try to think of.
I got this. I'm going to do it.
Wait, so Caitlin Clark, does she play for the
Dream?
Nope,
she's on the Fever. Indiana Fever.
Okay, so I was thinking Indiana Dream. So that's not it.
Okay.
So what's this. Valkyries?
I got
That's a little too.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
Philadelphia Valkyries. That's a fucking easy one. Philadelphia. And now what's the other one? The Dream?
I mean, who's the owner? Wagner? Who? Valkyries.
Yeah, Rise of the Valkyries. Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of weird because it's a Hitler song. That's like, that's Hitler's favorite composer.
Wagner.
Yeah.
With his like Andrew Luck, like long neck beard.
Oh, is that what Wagner looked? I've never seen Wagner.
Look like a piece of shit. Oh. He knew he was bad.
Okay. Well, it's the Philadelphia Valkyries. And then I'm going to say the Dream. That's easy. Orlando Dream, Philadelphia Valkyries.
Sometimes don't they like try to like Magic Dream? Like sometimes they
they try to have similar names. Yeah,
I'm gonna say Houston Valkyries.
Interesting, Houston. It feels like a northern city to me.
I mean, Valkyries, but like Nazi. Maybe is it like Buenos Aires? Valkyries?
Like, have they gone in? They expanded? They do. They got them. They hit them down there. Yeah.
I'm going to say San Antonio.
San Antonio.
I'm just trying to go south. Like, yeah. San Antonio Valkyries versus Chicago Dream. I'm going to look it up. Okay. Right? Here we go.
Yep.
Right here.
Okay. Valkyries. Philadelphia Valkyries.
Atlanta Dream. Golden State Valkyries.
Golden State? There's a Golden State Frisco? Could I have seen this after the dead this weekend? I could have gone to a Valkyries game?
You could have caught the dildo.
Or thrown it. Yes. I will say, and look, I'm not advocating for this. But we used to do a segment on the show where we would ask the news person on the show to name like what team. We'd be like the Oilers, and she'd be like Boston, and it was, to me, it was so fucking funny. Like, that was a funny segment because she was always so wrong. Like, you figure this information like seeps into your brain a little bit, and it doesn't. Yeah. It's like, no, just didn't know at all. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah. That was a funny part.
Yeah.
Tom Brady questions Scottie Scheffler prioritizing family over golf. Why are those mutually exclusive?
Oh, is Tom Brady hot taken with Skip these days? Skip?
It sounds it.
Yeah, it's a hot take. Like, Scheffler? Oh, yeah.
I don't know shit about golf. I know this guy's torching everyone.
Yeah, he wins every week. And so how's he prioritizing his family?
I care most about my family, and that drives Tom Brady nuts because, like, Tom Brady would be insufferable to hang out with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What? You actually care about your family?
Yeah.
So, like, if your kid is sick, Scottie Scheffler's like, you know what? Like, my kid's in the hospital. I'm skipping this weekend's tournament.
Yeah, I'm playing the John Deere.
Tom Brady's like, there's two things I do with kids. Open mouth kiss them when they're way too old, and ignore them for the benefit of my career. That's what he's doing.
Boy, that kiss.
He loves kissing his son on the mouth.
He kissed it, and he's like, hey, give me a kiss. And wasn't he getting massaged by another man at the time?
Yeah, he was getting massaged. He's like, no, this time with tongue. Give me some more.
Yeah. Smooch me. I need to know.
Like a weirdo.
Tom Brady and Scottie Scheffler have differing views on prioritizing family and sport. Brady, 47, wrote in his. Oh my God, Ed. Tom Brady's got a weekly newsletter. Is this for Tommy from Dorchester? Where's the Tom Brady newsletter? It's Tuesday already.
I'd rather get a Substack on Mein Kampf than listen to Tom Brady fucking drone on.
You know he doesn't write it. Like, he's got somebody else writes it for him, and it's probably that just promoting shit. Like
something he would say, because all we know about Tom Brady is he's a psychopath about his career.
Very competitive, yeah. After the golfer said, whoa, Ed, this is going to come as a shock to you. Brady, 47, wrote in his weekly newsletter about recent comments made by Scheffler, 29.
We've already looked him up. He's not 29.
He's 47. They're the same age. They're both 47.
He did a story on his hair, and he's not 29.
He looks Middle Eastern. 29.
He's got a full family and no hair. He's not 29. Yes. No.
After the golfer said his success in the sport is not a fulfilling life without his wife, Meredith, and son, Bennett. Oh, you mean he said exactly the right thing that is true to a well-adjusted, normal fucking human being? Something we should all aspire to?
Kids?
Yeah.
He loves his kid?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm kicking ass at golf, and that's fun, but I love my family more than I love winning the fucking Zurich Classic.
Tom Brady was like, the only quote I want to see out of him is, I open mouth kiss Beckett while I'm on the massage table, and I tell them to fuck off while I go golf.
Yeah, he golfs too. He not even professionally. For instance, Brady continued, I think being a great father is being a great example of doing what it takes to take care of your family. They're fine, by the way, Tom. He's taking care of his family. I chose to do it by playing football. Well, what about when he lost that $47 million in Bitcoin? What was that? Was that? Because, what's her name? Giselle. You
know, what? When he lost that money, I bet his son was not forthcoming with the open mouth kiss.
He's
that
like, week. He's like, mom says I can't tongue kiss you now. what else, Ed?
Sad story. Yeah. A New York City shooting happened. A shooter targeted NFL headquarters because he claimed he had CTE.
Yeah.
But because he had CTE, he didn't look up where the NFL headquarters, so he ended up shooting a Blackstone employee instead.
Yeah.
Which...
It's better. You know, it's better.
Shined a light on the people that are buying up real estate and driving up all the prices so nobody can own shit in our country.
Yeah, nobody
can.
So, yeah.
Look, he kind of shone a light on CTE with football.
Yeah.
And the evils of Blackstone.
Yeah, totally. So I just...
He walked through New York City with a machine gun.
That's great.
And passed cops that were have been solving cyber crimes on their phones.
No, somebody was selling Lucy's, and they were choking to death a guy selling Lucy's out there.
If you know this about cops, they're always solving cyber crimes
on their phones.
What they're doing?
Yeah, I know.
Just making sure. And this dude's marching by with a machine gun in Manhattan, Manhattan.
I saw him. Yeah, just walking
with a machine gun.
Walking with a gun, rifle right down, right through the fucking. Up into the building.
The only slam dunk on this story is he did have CTE.
Yeah, he did. I haven't read anything about this, but I just assume that they're trying to throw us off the scent. They're like, he was actually after the NFL and not there to murder CEOs, because they don't want people to go out and copycat murder CEOs, which is what they should be doing. There should be a mass culling of CEOs.
With a Luigi Mangione.
Yes. Supposedly, and apparently the Altoona PD made some mistakes in reading Luigi's Miranda rights and searching his bag and stuff. Yes. The guy's just sitting there trying to eat his with his manifesto. He's like, let me look over my manifesto.
I get that he'd get noticed at McDonald's, because I've never seen somebody so dreamy.
Yes.
Eating an Egg McMuffin.
It's gorgeous. I hope he looks okay in the joint. That's for sure. I hope they're still giving him a special haircut. Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No no one's enjoying him, he's so annoying, plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do, and he's even worse than Ish.
His
balls are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
Ish. Good dude. Fan of us. Let's do some voice mails here.
Hey, fellas, what's up?
That's David Bray.
David in Salt Lake for work.
For work.
David Bray.
Yep.
Brian.
Uh-oh.
I just heard you give Ed an awful time because he's an animal.
He is?
The way he takes a shower. Now, you and I agreed a long time ago. Night showers are the best.
Yeah, night showers are great. Oh, yeah, we didn't even discuss time of day showering, Ed, which... And I don't believe I called Ed an animal. I just said that that's the wrong way to take a shower, which is, you know, it's not.
I estimated
50-50.
That I was like 50-50.
50-50.
And then I've been thinking about it in the weeks since. Yeah. It's probably 60% back, but I do like just the jolt. Yeah. When I walk into the shower, the first thing I just want to get like smashed in the face.
Getting a splash. I you know what I've noticed I've been doing, because the place I live at now, the shower faces the mirror. It's so embarrassing. I catch myself just standing there looking at myself in the mirror while I'm taking a shower.
Oh, no.
And because I got this ridiculous Jesus tattoo on my chest. And I just sit there and I'm like, I cannot believe I have a tattoo of Mexican Jesus on my chest. And I cannot stop laughing at. So I spend a lot of the shower perpendicular to the water. But it was surprising me, Ed, because a lot of people come up to me. Because, you know, people come up to me on the street. They're listening to the show. They're like, yo, B, the show. And they go, what are you talking about with your back to the water? I face the water. People are like, I face the water the whole time. What do you don't face the water? And I'm like, no, I want my face splashed. And I like a clean asshole, Ed. So I stand this way and let the water, and it comes down the ass. It gets the ass crack nice and clean. And I go in there and clean it as well.
The reason why I'm most, like, I shifted it to 60 because about it, because most of the soaping stuff.
Yeah.
Is my front, so I have to shield
it. Yes, yeah. That's how you collect the soap in the dick and pubes area. You get it all soapy there, and then that's your soap for the shower. You got to get it soapy. Yes. It'll rinse right off if you don't.
But when I enter,
you enter back.
I enter forward. When I'm getting wet, the first thing I do is face first.
You know what? And you know what I forgot to announce when we were discussing showers. Is I take the RLB in there, the automatic RLB, and
warm water.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I put a little toothpaste on there, and I put it on the top of the shower door, and then I get in the shower, and then once I'm done with everything, I'm fully clean. Because I feel that I brush longer if I'm in the shower, because I'm kind of like standing there, and I'm letting all the spittle is just pouring down my face and body the whole time while I just brush, use the mechanical RLB in the shower.
So you have toothpaste running against your balls.
I do. But I rinse that off. Okay. I will say this. We discussed how I don't really wash my hair very often. Nearly every time I get out of the shower, Ed, I look at myself in the mirror or I start drying off. And a big old jizz load of conditioner is in my ear. And it's like, I don't even put that shit. I get it. I put it on my hair. How's it getting in my ear? I don't know, but there's gobs of it. My ears get gobbed up with conditioner nearly every time I take a shower. And then I got to
lube your ear.
Yeah, I'm lubing up my ear in case anybody wants to fuck my ear hole, which it will happen eventually. Okay, let's continue with David Bray.
You don't get into a fucking bed all dirty and sweaty.
I agree.
Just don't. That's an animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Can you take two showers a day? That's fine.
Yeah, go to
the gym, whatever.
Yeah.
It's probably very common. But what kind of animal gets in the shower with their back?
No, that's not. That's fine.
What are you, just washing your back and your ass crack?
Yes.
You kidding me? You get in there, you know, I let the shower go for a few minutes, get nice and hot.
Yep.
And... yeah, that's how I wake up, and, well, you not wake up, but, you know. Just
you wake up, he's talking about night showers.
Welcome to the shower, boom, sprout.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's saying maybe two a day.
You know, get that lather of
Yeah, I'm on board with that.
You know, a nice thick one.
Yeah, get a thick ladder.
Under the gooch.
Yeah,
in the gooch. And balls and under your arms.
Yep.
And
I do all that.
That can't be done from behind. I guess it could. It would be a different degree of difficulty.
So no, that's the way to do it. Ed just explained it. He shields from the water.
You know, insulting insults being thrown at Ed. That's all most people shower. Not like you don't get in there and just spend, what, 80% getting your back showered and your ass cracked.
Oh, I do.
And, you know.
A shield.
Doing your hair.
A shield.
Got long hair,
okay,
too.
We get it,
but,
David.
Yeah. Next come point. Come on, man. You got to get it together.
Get it together,
you know,
Ed.
You got some work to do.
That's right.
In the front, buddy.
In the front.
All right?
Okay, fair.
All right, guys. I miss you. I'll be in touch.
Love you, buddy.
Love you, David.
This David Bray, Ed, he's 6'8", and as he's allowed on the show before, got a big-ass penis, as you can imagine, a 6'8"
huge.
Man.
Huge. I mean,
yeah. Tall, giant man.
The blood.
Yeah.
The blood that
the
you
blood
need.
Flow. Yeah. He's got that giant penis, and it's like, how is this man taking a shower? Like, he is, like, it can't be that easy for him. Like, I talk about how this shower right here behind me.
It must take like 10 minutes to wash that dick.
Yeah, yes, exactly. He's really, and you can't be facing the water. Think of how much soap he'd go through. It takes a lot of soap to wash that big old dick and probably some big balls as well. I bet he's got a big, healthy set of balls.
He probably shops at Costco because he needs in bulk.
He's got to, yeah. Well, you know.
So much soap to wash that dick.
With all the Mormonism in Salt Lake City, everything's bulk. Like the regular grocery stores got bulk. They got that big old bucket. Oh, Ed.
The big old, next to the big bucket of magic underwear.
Yeah, they got that temple garments. Yeah, they definitely got the temple garments at the. I think you have to go to the temple to get those. They got that big bucket of ice cream. And when I was in San Francisco, there was a liquor store across from like the place I stayed. And I'm like, when I get home tonight to my Airbnb, I'm gonna go over to that liquor store and I'm gonna get myself an It's It. You know what an It's It is, Ed?
No.
It's an iconic San Francisco ice cream sandwich. It's two oatmeal cookies with ice cream. You could do vanilla. They have flavors. You could do vanilla, you can do mint. I think there's a mocha one. There's probably chocolate. Like names it, strawberry. I bet you there's strawberry. I would fuck up a strawberry one right now. Yeah, they take two oatmeal cookies. Oatmeal cookies, yeah, that's the difference. The big difference between a Chipwich and an It's It. And they squeeze a big old scoop of ice cream in between, and then they dip that bitch in chocolate. And that shit is frozen.
That sounds delicious.
It's so good.
I like oatmeal cookies, but they're polarizing. A lot of people hate
them. Are. Yeah, I agree. And you know,
I like them.
I don't think these It's Its have raisins in them, which I think is the polarizing thing. But it works because it's in a mixture. It's not just the cookie. Right, you're having the oatmeal cookie right. With the ice cream with the chocolate. You know, I like one.
That's actually the only vehicle that I will consume raisins. I don't like raisins.
No,
yeah. But I'm fine with it in an oatmeal cookie.
Kind of sweetens it up. Yeah, I don't mind it either. Yeah. I'm with you that. I'm with you there as well. My buddy Spence's mom, Spence, who we've talked about on the show one time, got caught jerking off by turning the blinds the wrong direction.
You, Lance, and Spence were like, come on a cookie in the cooking room.
That's right. Spence's mom, she'll make those oatmeal butterscotch cookies, Ed, and it's like they should just be called oatmeal butter crack cookies because I eat more
that's
than pookie.
Termite.
Yeah.
You can't.
Just give me all of them. Give me all the cookies. Okay. Here's another one.
Ryan, Ed.
Oh, this is Steve.
Man,
Steve.
July was a rough month for Dutch, man. Topped off by Ozzy Osbourne, which, as you said, nobody was really shocked. I'm just glad he went on his own terms and went out like a man. That was totally badass.
Great standoff.
What, he put a rifle in his mouth like Hunter S. Thompson?
August is already starting out pretty rough with Lonnie Anderson passing today. That was
big set of titties.
Damn, man.
Big old titties.
She meant a lot to me in my childhood growing up, if you know what I mean. And then happy birthday to my boy, Matthew Richards.
That's insanely weird that you to jerk off to. Lonnie Anderson. Like I would say, oh,
he had Bailey quarters right there.
Yeah, he'd be, but also just like jerking off to WKRP. My buddy of mine one time met. He's like, yeah. He's like, I met Paula Abdul, and I'm like, oh, really? And he goes, it was so weird when I shook her hand because all I could think about is how I used to jerk off to her videos. And I was like, oh, you sick fuck. You sick.
I think
fuck.
I've told you this story.
Yeah.
One of my coworkers was at a like Upper East Side or Upper West Side Christmas party, and Tina Louise was there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He goes up to her and he's like, man, if you had it, and she goes, I get it. Yeah. I the amount of guys that have said like they used to masturbate to me, like I get it. You don't
That's
have to
a
tell
lot. Them. Yeah. But, like, yeah. She had a big old set. Like, yeah.
He was trying to like carefully say it and she's like, I know you're gonna say that you fantasize about me when you're a kid. She's, yeah. I get it.
There, yes. You remember the British Page Six girl turned pop, briefly a pop star, Samantha Fox, Ed?
Yes.
So, hey, this...
Two X's, right?
Two X's, I think so, yeah. So she was one of these, you know, big-breasted, like she got really famous because she just had huge cans back in the day. And I remember she did a... Like her Page Six pictures came out in like Playboy or something, and it was like a fucking huge scandal. But also, for some reason, Lemmy from Motorhead was in the pictures with her. Like she was posing with Lemmy, and that was like my first introduction to Lemmy. And you know, when you're 12 years old, it gets a little jarring. You know, he's got moles, yeah. He's got the facial hair. You know, it's, yeah. I love Lemmy, but I didn't know him at the time. It was new to me.
Know him in that context. No.
I don't want to see him with some big old titties. You know, that's upsetting.
Like, I hope he was having sex, but I didn't want to know about it.
Exactly. 100%.
Best emailer the podcast has got.
Oh, Matthew Richards. Happy Brian, birthday. Man.
Yeah. I'm prone to look up Google images at all during the podcast, but
oh.
I Googled serial butt sniffer arrested.
Oh, yeah.
And when this picture came up, I about spit out my beer. Your assessment of Greedo Casell and Fishburne, yeah. Man. Yeah. Oh, my God. Totally nailed it.
Charlie Villanueva.
And then my last call says some harsh about the new format.
Oh, Patreon.
I got to say, man, it was pretty rough there at first.
But I fixed it.
But I downloaded the app.
Yeah, see? You can
and
do that.
It's so much better on the app, man. I'm hardly having any problems at all. Damn, like,
Steve.
Any.
Good dude.
The only beef I got now is... you're doing our boy Brad New York. Doing him wrong, man. Because all the songs that you play, I don't know why, man, but the music sounds like it's underwater.
Yeah.
Like, none of the songs sound good anymore. It's all distorted and just
I agree.
Like a bad phone call or something.
I know.
And that's every song, not just every once in a while. It's been like that for a while. Maybe check into that. I know you're so technical and you know exactly how to do that stuff.
I don't.
Anyway, man, yep. Y'all have a good one. Later.
I think, Steve, I appreciate your constructive criticism. Yeah, and not being an asshole about it, I appreciate you. Thank you. It does, on the video, because the Patreon feed is a video file, okay? It's a video, so you can watch us on Patreon, but you can also listen. But for whatever reason, on the video file, because the songs are on the same channel that the microphones are on, the songs are like, they're like pushed down. Like they're second to the microphone.
I wonder if that's what I hear, because
yes.
It sounds pretty choppy. It doesn't.
Yes. It's the same. Yeah, it's because
Steve already knows this week's show. The music sounds pretty choppy again.
It does. It will. So if you listen on just the regular podcast feed, and look, I could go in and I could lay the better audio over the video feed. But come on, guys,
come on!
I got a fucking 9 to 5. You know, I'm doing two podcasts over here.
Come on.
You know, I'm a single dad. Out here in the world, I'm going to dead shows in San Francisco.
I got a broken toe. I can't. There's nothing I can do.
Ed's toe's fucked up. He's riding his bike. You know, like what? Like we're doing the best we can here. So yes, if you're listening on Patreon, the songs sound kind of like bullshit, and I'm not going to fix that. I'm just not. You know what they sound like. It's okay. You know they sound better.
Freaking
than that.
News.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm not changing that. But I appreciate you letting
it was a well
yes
crafted call. Because he wasn't being a dick about it, yes. But he was pointing out
Stephen H. Yeah. Town, good dude, buddy of ours. We love him. Okay. Yeah. Hey, that's it for the regular show, by the way. Anybody that's a Patreon fan, continue listening. If this is where you call it a day, we appreciate you too. We love you too. We will see you next week. Patreon fans, continue listening for the Not Sports Report.